What steps did you yourself take to overcome your early rationalist tendencies? Well, I had to understand all the ramifications of the issue thoroughly and then practice uprooting it, replacing it with the reality orientation for years. I can't remember if I've told this story publicly, but it started with my chapter in the Ominous Parallels on Economics. And I just automatically assumed that every chapter had to find an axiom that was incontestable and then deduce the pre-Nazi condition from that axiom. And so I deduced the rise of Hitler from the principle that controls breed controls, which I took out of the blue, but it seemed obvious. And there was a memorable night where Ayn Rand read the chapter, and she looked at me, and she wondered, what am I doing? And I thought the chapter was really well written, and I couldn't understand why she didn't think it was great. We were utterly baffled. And then it started to come out that I was coming at things a totally different way. And she would say things like, well, if controls breed controls, how come there be periods of deregulation? And that stopped me totally, but I hadn't thought of those are facts, and I was having a deductive experience. In any event, we discussed and tried to itemize at that time all the different characteristics of rationalist thinking. And I actually wrote a 200-page summary of what are the marks of a rationalist. And of course, I went over each point with her. The requirement to start with self-evidency, to focus on language, the feeling that facts are irrelevant. Not the idea, you don't say, I don't care about facts, but your focus is on what you're saying, not on what it denotes. Your focus is on the words, not on their reference. You don't like induction because induction feels sloppy. It's not coercive. People can always say, well, there's this exception and this exception. You're generalizing to the whole universe and you haven't perceived the whole universe. Whereas in deduction, you've trapped them because you start with an axiom and then every step follows inexorably. So as a polemical device, deduction is great, induction is not satisfying. And there were many, many, many more. And basically, Ayn Rand helped to re-educate me. I would bring a section in from the... I learned it all in the Ominous Parallels, basically. I'd bring a section in, and she would say, this paragraph is good, this is rationalism. I'd say, why? Because this is the switch you made from here to here. And I rewrote again and again, and each time I could see, oh yes, that's rationalism. And at a certain point, I was trained where I could catch it myself, and just before I was going to do it, I said, oh, that's is rationalism. And finally, it became automatic. For further discussion, I suggest you get my course on understanding objectivism, which was either the late 60s or the early 70s, and it was specifically devoted to what's wrong with rationalism and how you can overcome it. And I believe as part of that course, I included rationalist papers that I had written in college and then tore them apart one part at a time to show how rationalist they were. I think that would be the best help you could get. That's about all I can say. I wish I had that 200-page paper to publish, but to be honest, I don't even know where it is anymore. That was from, I guess, 1960-something.